Okay, so let's now explore some really beautiful and simple starting points that you can take on board to help you with slowing down your mind, your body, and your life. The first one is to take on the word slow as a mantra. Slow or slow down or move slow or go slow, whatever works for you. But our self-talk is incredibly important because when we're feeling stressed or rushed or overwhelmed, our self-talk is usually telling us to speed up because we don't have enough time. But if we can instead encourage ourselves just to slow down the pace at which we're doing things, it can really help calm down our body and our nervous system. So your body will be listening to what you say and it will respond to you. So simply bringing in the words slow or telling yourself to slow down a little will really support you with just dropping down the pace at which you're moving through everything you're doing. All right, number two is breath. We can use our breath as an anchor. We can use our breath to help us slow down. Because when you're feeling, again, rushed or stressed or anxious, your breathing is more shallow. It's right up here in your chest and you're doing that panicked breathing. And you can really calm yourself down by just taking 5 deep belly breaths. Take that breath right down into your belly. And as you breathe out, really slow down your exhale and see if you can make it last longer than your inhale. And as you breathe out, just allow yourself to let go. Allow your body to relax. And so at any point, again, that you're really needing it, use 5 deep belly breaths as a way to recenter, to calm, to come back into the moment, to come back into your body. Number 3 is slow movement. Now, so often when we think about movement, particularly exercise, we think about moving faster, getting our heart rate up, sweating, exercising, all of it. And I want you to focus this week on integrating some slower movement, movement that will actually help your body slow down and calm down. So it might mean going to a yin or restorative yoga class. It might mean just taking a really gentle nature walk, even getting your shoes off and walking barefoot on the grass or the sand, wherever you are. It might mean some gentle stretching, just stretching to get into your body. It might mean dance, you know, putting on some really slow, kind of sensual or funky music and just slowly moving your body through that experience. So I want you to notice that if you typically use movement as a speeding up kind of practice, if you can integrate in some slower movement this week to actually help your body calm down and slow down. All right, number 4 is about creating space in the morning. Now, we already talked about the morning ritual in the pre-work, but with this morning time, I wouldn't want this to ever feel stressful, overwhelming, like you've got this to-do list of things to get done in the morning as part of your morning routine. We want it to feel spacious and calming and nourishing. And so maybe you're just going to begin with creating some space for yourself in the morning. So you get up a little bit earlier or you clear out a little bit of room in the morning for you to do whatever it is that you want, to sit and drink your coffee and stare out the window, to read a few pages of a book, to listen to a podcast, to do some stretching, to go for a walk, to really savor your breakfast and write in your journal, set some intentions. Just create that space so that there's time and room for you in the morning to tune into you, to check in with yourself, and to get clear about how you want to step into your day before you start showing up for everybody else and all of your commitments. All right, number 5 is to tune in before making decisions. Now, when we're feeling rushed or overwhelmed or panicked or a little bit in our head, we can be quite reactive and impulsive when it comes to making decisions. We're just maybe making the decision that feels easiest or fastest or quickest in that moment, or we're doing what we should do, what we think we have to do, versus really asking ourselves about what we want to do, what we're craving, what we're needing, what would be right for us. Because we've all had that experience of putting something in your calendar and then a week later being like, oh my gosh, I wish I didn't say yes to that. But what you can do is every time you need to make a decision is you can use it as an opportunity to tune into yourself and ask your body, ask your feelings, ask yourself. Every decision from what do I want to wear today to what do I want to have for breakfast or for dinner? Do I want to spend time with that person? Do I want to put that in my calendar? What's the first thing I'm going to work on my to-do list today? Actually use it as an opportunity to tune in and feel for the decision or feel for the answer or the step rather than just reacting from whatever your mind's telling you in that moment. Right, number six is to focus on the journey, not just the outcome. Because again, many of us are very outcome focused, particularly when we're in a rush. We're just like, get me to my destination. Get me there. I want to get there as fast as possible. You know, we might be really hungry. We're like, let me just whip together a meal because I just want to eat this as quickly as possible. Or I'm running late for this appointment. And we're squeezing the joy out of life when we do that, because there's this whole beautiful journey and process we get through to go to that destination. And many of us, and this might be something to think about, how do you often feel along the journey? And do you feel stressed and you're just trying to get through it? And are you like up in your head trying to avoid how you're feeling because you don't like the journey? We can actually slow down and savor the journey of everything. So if you're going to make a meal, turn it into a bit of a ritual where you get to really enjoy that beautiful process of the smells and the touch and the whole experience of making it. If you've got to go somewhere, use it as an opportunity to practice your slow present movement, to be in the moment and just enjoy what's going on in this moment. Again, exercise. Sometimes we exercise just to get to the outcome. We just want it to be over. Can you enjoy the process and the journey of it? So just look at any place where you notice yourself really focusing just on getting to the outcome and not really enjoying the journey, and see if you can focus more on slowing down and savoring that whole process. All right, number seven is pause and get present. So this beautiful pause, we can take the opportunity to pause at so many different points throughout our day and through how everything is unfolding. Now, we have these little transition points throughout our day all the time when we're transitioning, say, from bed to getting up, from walking out of our house out to go to work, from getting up from our desk to go to the kitchenette, to sitting in our car before we get, you know, back into the house. We've got these little transition moments, and they're beautiful little moments just to pause. Is to pause before you're about to step into doing something else or transitioning out of from one place to another, and just pause. Even if you're like in the elevator going down from work to head home, just use that as a little moment just to pause. If you're in the kitchenette making your tea or coffee, use it as an opportunity to pause. And we can pause before we do everything. Pause before we communicate. Pause before we reply to that email. Pause before we, again, say yes or no to anything. And the power of the pause is so beautiful for just giving us that tiny little moment to slow down. Number eight is to use self-soothing practices. Now, this is about knowing what works for you and what calms and soothes you. You want to look at all of your senses. So sight, sound, smell, taste, and touch. You know, what type of lighting, what sight is really calming for you? What sounds relax you? What type of music, perhaps? What smells? Is it incense? Is it essential oils? Is it a particular candle that you love? What taste is very calming and soothing? Is it your favorite herbal tea? And what physical sensations? Is it having a bath? Is it getting your feet barefoot on the grass? Is it your favorite comfy clothes? So you want to know for each of your senses what it is that calms and soothes you. And part of self-soothing is drawing on those tools anytime we most need them and knowing what will work for us to really calm us down. Number nine, remove distractions wherever possible and simplify. Oh my gosh, we have so much coming at us, so much stimulation. And you want to look at any place where you can remove some of that energy coming at you, some of those distractions, so you can be more present and less pulled. So if you can, turn off your notifications. I really recommend that on your phone. Don't have things pinging up and popping up on your computer. If possible, put things on silent, put your phone on airplane mode. It will make a massive difference, honestly, to how calm and focused you feel. If you're working on something on your computer, where possible, one tab at a time. Can you minimize or close some of those tabs that you're not working on? Can you just keep the one thing up in front of you that you are working on and just focus on that? What can you do to remove some of those cluttery distractions that are constantly pulling at you? Can you take yourself in the office somewhere into a private room and give yourself an hour or two by yourself? Can you put on some noise-canceling headphones? There are always little things you can set up. So also just look at how you can simplify. Simplify your calendar. If you've got a million things in there and there are things that you can say no to that are draining you, look at the ways that you can do that. even clutter around the house, all these little bits of clutter that pull at you mentally, unresolved things, things that have been on your to-do list forever that are niggling at you. Clean up some of those things that are distracting you and feeling like they're cluttering up your mind. Number 10, check in on yourself regularly. And we touched on this a little bit in the pause section, but what I want you to do is check in on yourself the way you would a best friend, the way you would someone that you care about. You know, if you see someone who you care about and they look stressed or upset or worried, you say to them, are you okay? Is everything okay? What's going on for you? Talk to me. Can I help you with anything? What can I do to help? We need to be able to do that for ourselves as well. So check in on yourself regularly. Just take a moment, maybe when you're pausing, maybe when you're taking 5 deep breaths, and just be like, how are you going? I often say that, Con, what's going on? How are you feeling? What's going on for you right now? Check in, ask yourself, find out what you're feeling and what's going on, and then ask yourself, what can I do for you right now? What do I need? What can I do to support yourself through this, to support myself through this? So you might say, I feel completely overwhelmed. I really just need to go for a quick walk around the block and get some fresh air. You might be like, I feel like I'm totally behind on this deadline. I really need to get in touch and request an extension or let this person know where I'm at. You might be like, you know what? I realize I haven't eaten since breakfast. I'm starving. I need some food. It might be, you know, oh, this thing is really worrying me. I need to go have that conversation. And so when you are aware of what's going on for you and you care and love about yourself enough that you're willing to do whatever you need to do to support yourself through that, then you're constantly meeting your own needs and supporting yourself. You will feel so much more supported in your life when you're doing that for yourself. So maybe put your hand on your body, take a breath, and just check in. How am I feeling right now? What's going on for me? And what do I need? And then go and do that for yourself. So you don't have to take on all of these 10 practices right away this week, but do keep them in mind and continue to draw on them as we move through this course. Maybe just pick a couple or even one just to focus on this week as a starting point, but definitely draw on them as you keep moving through the course. And I really hope that they deeply support you.